access code 759849.
No other name like Jesus. You're the reason
you entered access code 759849. You entered access code 759849. You entered access code 759849. Entered access code 759849.
Choosing freak.
Thank you. I did it on the cell phone. It took me about 3 times. And I probably got through.
You entered access code 759849.
This is QB here.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. The devil is a liar.
Yeah, the devil's a liar. I think they're having connectivity problems all over that network that they're using. Because I just put it on my cell phone. I got it on the house phone. Now I put it on my cell phone. It took me about three or four times to do it on the cell phone as well. I got a busy signal. And then another time I got, please dial your number, blah, 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 blah. So I kept
That's what I got.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on.
Times.
But it's not on our end. So I hope you will persevere. Okay.
Yes, it's worth it. It's worth it. Pastor, I have to do my 12 history chapters, too.
Yeah, that's what that's the assignment that everybody has to do. Again, the bottom line is that we're not finished yet. And we would have been, this would have been a class anyway,
Right.
So I hope we can get all of them on the phone today. Praise God. I mean, yes, he's on.
Yes.
He's going to try and maybe put one in front. And if you could call Cynthia, maybe you can do a two-way, well, three-way or whatever. You can get her on your line if she's having trouble too and whatever. And Adrian. I don't know. The best we can do here, we do what we can do.
That's right. You will not be defeated. If you can do it in the dark, we can keep on going.
Yeah, amen. That's right. Hallelujah. I'm gonna play this our theme song once again.
Yes, sir.
Holy and anointed one, Jesus. You're the holiest, anointed one, Jesus. Your name is like a leaf on my lips. Your spirit like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp to my feet. Jesus, I love you.
Hallelujah.
I love you, Jesus. Is that Pastor Peaches?
Jesus.
No other name like Jesus.
You the
risen
and
now call her.
Jesus, your name is like a
hallelujah.
Your spirit is like water to my soul. Jesus, I love you. I love you. God, right now in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, Hallelujah. We love you, O God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. In Jesus, we come to you now, O God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name for what you're going to do. You're going to be mighty. Oh, hallelujah. To hallelujah through you, through the pulling down of strongholds, oh God. How yokes are going to be broken today, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, glory to God. Yes, victory's in the camp already. I can hear them hollering. Victory. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord. People that were sick are now healed in Jesus' name. People who are poor are now rich in Jesus' name. But also, we thank you, oh God. We glorify your name. Oh, my. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. And having done all, we still standing, Lord. Hallelujah. Having done all, we still won the line, oh God. Having done all things, God, hallelujah, we still made it through. We persevered. Hallelujah. We didn't give up. Hallelujah. We pressed toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. For the classes on tonight, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just laugh at the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He already defeated. We thank you, Lord, for the victory is ours in Jesus' name. We give you the praise and give you the honor. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. The glory. We bless your name right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Let's praise the Lord just a little bit. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Pray, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Siri. Pray, praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. By Reverend Clay Evans. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to praise God tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't nothing stopping us because we got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing stopping us because God. Hallelujah. Is our Father. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Against us, your prosper. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God said this. He will supply all our needs.
chains off. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. No weapon formed against us, your pastor. Thank you.
Thank you, good God. We're going to praise your name.
Thou art worthy of our praise, O Lord. Thou art worthy. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. Glory.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Yeah. Listen, hallelujah. Bless his name. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
Class 201, yeah. And this is the last official
social class. And, of course, you've gotten your finals. Hopefully everybody's gotten their finals. And all your projects and term paper, term projects, and your finals is due in on class time on the 20th of December. In other words, you got almost 4 weeks to go. You understand what I'm saying? You're almost 4 weeks. You got 3.5 weeks to go.
Praise the Lord.
So it tie up the loose ends and all that kind of stuff. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. All right, somebody hand me my $5. Hallelujah. Anyway, look here. We have some assignments that we ask folk to do, and folk will be getting grade. We did not penalize them, and it was supposed to have been done for the HKDD last week. I think done last week, but giving them grace is so good because see, so it's a crossroad, and I'm planting some grapes. So thank God for the grace that I'm getting back. I'm going to get a harvest on that. Hallelujah. So we give you all grace and mercy. Hallelujah. So the assignment, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm speaking ahead of time because that's the second class. Excuse my dust.
Yes, it is. You're excited.
Excuse my dust. That's what you get for teaching more than one class. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. Spiritual maturity. Y'all receive your finals. If you haven't, you better get them because it's due on the 20th. And if y'all breezed over the final, you probably saw some very easy, and this is silly, the easy questions, and then some hard questions. We threw in some easy ones so you wouldn't have to struggle over every question. Is that all right?
Amen, amen, amen.
All right.
Amen. Pastor Bird, I had one question.
Yes, go ahead.
The line on the front of the exam, that's where we put our name, correct?
Yes. Yes. So okay, the blank or the line, the dashes, that's for your name.
Yes. I just want to make sure. And one more question. The very last question on the test, what does our last name mean? That's interesting.
Yeah, and that's from your first home assignment in vocabulary development.
You asked for our first name on the test. You said our last name.
I know. I threw that in there.
I noticed that. You threw it.
So you're going to have to do some research. Now, I didn't say you had to go through the Oxford for that. So you can go to any dictionary. So that's interesting.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is. Very.
And then I had what's the name of your teacher? Hallelujah, glory to God. That's very interesting too.
You said your name was Knucklehead. That wasn't on there.
What is it?
You said your name was Knucklehead. That wasn't on there.
Mm-mm. I went to the
law. That's what he was. That's what he was.
That's right, Pastor Peaches.
All right.
That's what he was.
I want y'all to enjoy the class as well as you learn something as you go along. And you notice that we try to do that. Maybe we don't succeed all the time, but we want you to enjoy this and look forward to this because this is part of you growing towards spiritual maturity. Understanding that growing towards spiritual maturity is clearly seen in the context of social situations. And this is a social situation. Mm-hmm. And so dealing with other people's relationships, if you by yourself, if you're a hermit, up in the mountains by yourself, growing towards spirituality. Nobody knows. That's just like the question. I know you heard this question. If the tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a sound? I don't know. Because if I was in the forest, then I took that one off. Because I'd be in the forest. If a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears, is there to hear the sound, does it make a sound? It's one of those type of situations here. Your spiritual maturity is in relationship with God and with others.
Amen.
Moving right along. Hallelujah. Thank God. Mm-hmm. Any more questions or any y'all breezed over the final? Any more questions about that? Any more questions? I'm going to keep quiet for at least 14 seconds. No questions about the final.
You need to share.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
Andy.
Who was that?
Who are you?
Sister Camilla and her grandkids.
Oh, okay. Hallelujah. All right. Okay, so, praise God. So, any more questions? God bless you. Hello, all of you. Is there any other question about the finals?
Yes, Dr. Bird, I have a question. How do you spell Earl?
E-A-R-L.
E-A-R-L. How do you spell bird?
B-Y-R-D.
Uh-oh, I think she got an answer to one of the questions on the test.
I do need to share that if there has to be background conversations or noises, or if someone thinks they're going to fall asleep and snore, please mute your phone before you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Because we have had heard people snoring, and it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, you're able to receive, even though you sleep, receive from the Lord, but we'd rather have you a participant in what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions about the exam? And before I go to the term paper, I'm not going to talk about the term project. That's for other classes. I can talk about the term project for vocabulary development because that was last week. But because that class was last week, so I can remind you about that. But the term paper. Any questions about the term paper? It could be one page or 100 pages. How
I had a question. I don't think that this is a line I should be on tonight. I basically thought this would be the prayer line, but this sounds more like a group thing that's going on in the church that y'all want to discuss tonight.
If you want to stay on, you can hear. It's part of a class. This is the Institute of Biblical Learning. Okay.
Okay.
Now you, if you want to, you can hear what's going on. You can call the 515 number because you can still hear what's going on if you like. You can call that number.
And get the whole number, honey.
Huh? Oh, 515-602-9787. And that you won't be heard, but you'll be able to hear what we discuss because a lot of things that we're discussing is good information because it's still Bible study even though it's a school. And maybe you might be tempted to get involved in the school. Next semester starts in February, so we'll talk more about that. Oh my goodness! Do you know? I can't believe.
So, sister, you'll be able to hear us, but we won't be able to hear you.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I can just listen and put my phone on mute.
Okay. You can do that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank
you. God bless you. And thank you and your children, the grandchildren all. Bless you for being on in the morning. Hallelujah.
And wish you again.
We have them on tomorrow night, but it's going to be the 515 number because that's where we have the children's corner and all that kind of good stuff. But at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, that's a midweek service.
Okay.
Yes. Sister, what is your name?
Sister Camilla Warren.
Warren?
Camilla Warren.
Correct.
Bless you. Glad to have you.
God bless you and your grandchildren. I think you have one name. Jeremiah, right?
Yeah, Jeremiah with a Z. And Zaheen with a Z.
Zaheen?
Zaheen.
Zaheen.
Both of them start with Z.
All right. Well, we thank God for you and your grandchildren, and we do invite them to come to the Good News Youth Club at 3 o'clock. It's all possible. It's like Children's Church Plus. There's some extra stuff going on with that. And Elder QB Stevenson is in charge of that program. So, and the Holy Ghost. And she's on the line herself. So we encourage you.
We appreciate y'all having us. Appreciate you inviting us. And, you know, one day we will attend because
okay,
I am the Word of God ministry on Belly Road, you know. And I'm still searching and looking, but I appreciate Mr. Warsaw for inviting me on the prayer line because you know my love that I have for the Lord. And
praise
this is
God.
When we have conversations, this is what we kind of talk about a little bit, you know. But again, I want to thank him. And again, I thank you for having us.
All right, you're welcome. God bless you now.
I'm muting right now so y'all can go ahead, but I'm putting it on me. So y'all have a good night.
All right, thank you now. God bless you and the children. God bless you now. All right. So, again, the term paper, you know, when we say term paper, we don't wait till the last week to do the term paper. Because technically, the term paper was supposed to be turned in today. Is that right?
No.
According to our programming class, y'all still there?
Yes, we're still here.
Okay. Okay, but we've given you, in essence, 3.5 more weeks now. So the bottom line is that work on the project. And if you need help, I have office hours from 2 to 4, 5 days a week, but you got to call 410-444-5152. It's in the syllabus. And we'll walk.
Amen.
We'll help you write your paper. We'll help you do your project. We'll do all of that and a bag of chips. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Anyway, okay. So we finished talking about the final and now the term paper. It's important for y'all to get that done. I'm going to add all the assignments that you, if you haven't turned in your assignments or all the assignments, make sure they get turned in. But anyway, I thank you so much for persevering and getting in on the call because I know some had to, I had to do four times to get through the call and I had to do three or four or five times to get through the call. So we thank God for y'all persevering. And right now, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this class, Spiritual Maturity. And we thank you, Lord, for our hunger and thirst for your righteousness, to see your face, to please you. And we honor you, we glorify and praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're getting ready. In fact, hey, Siri, what time is it?
It's 7:45 p.m.
Oh, got 5 more minutes for the break. Before the last class of Know Your Bible. And so those that have not done the quoted the chosen either the 12 books of history in the Old Testament or the 12 books of the minor prophets in the Old Testament, whichever one you wanted to learn, you're going to have a chance to quote those to us in about 4.5 minutes. Because that was the last assignment. That was one you didn't have to turn in. But anyway, just to giving y'all some notes, we got about 4 minutes left before the other class starts. There are 31,102 verses in the entire Bible, and 28,145 in the Old Testament. And 2957 in the New Testament. There are 1,189 chapters in the Bible. 929 in the Old Testament and 260 in the New Testament. The middle chapter in the Bible is Psalms 118. There are 594 chapters in front of that chapter and 594 chapters behind that chapter. Just a little information because you may see it on the final, or y'all may have your final in front of you and you're checking things out right now. That's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got about 2 minutes left. What does Sela mean?
Sela.
Sela. Pause and think about it. I'm giving answers to the... I need to stop that. I'm giving answers to the... That's on the final.
Praise the Lord.
Let's speak God. But we could have had Adonai. Hallelujah. Four stages of spiritual growth. Prenatal, newborn, more spirit, more like Jesus, and the what do you call Peach? What is that? The perfect reflection of Christ. So it's more like Jesus, and then it's the perfect reflection of Jesus. So you got four. I shouldn't be saying this. That's another question on the test. Prenatal, newborn, are more like Jesus, or the perfect reflection of Jesus. And that was in chapter 2, I think. Hallelujah. But I'm going to leave that alone.
Chapter 2.
That give you all these answers to the questions. Hallelujah. And that's according to the book, because last semester we taught, I added a fifth one. But I said, according to the book, there are four stages in the growth of a Christian. Prenatal, a newborn, more like Jesus, the perfect reflection of Christ. All right. Pastor Peaches, you want to share anything? I think I got 1 minute left before we go into the next class.
If I were you, when you're going through your final, don't go through any turmoil. Use his hours, his office hours. You're not by yourself. Call him up. He gave you the number and you have the liberty to call him. For his office hours, please call him up during his office hours and ask him and say, hey, I need clarity on this, whatever. Don't be going through any changes there by yourself. He told you to call, please call him.
And call, thank you. Call me on the 410 number because my cell phone doesn't ring loud enough. Because sometimes I'm waiting for people to call, and I doze off. and they call me on my cell phone, I can't even hear it ring. So I don't wake up. So if you call me on the cell phone, the house phone, the 410 number, that's going to wake me up because it's real loud. Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I think it's time. Hallelujah, yes. Hey, Siri, what time is it?
It's 7:50 p.m.
All right. I was right. It's time. Hallelujah. Welcome, class, to Know Your Bible.
Amen.
And what is the title of your textbook for this class?
Know Your Bible.
Absolutely correct. How easy was that? I wonder, is that on the test? I don't know. But if it's not, I should have put it there. And then I...
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I'm not going to go through the roll call for this class. Somebody needs to call Andy and wake her up because he's still in the woodshop. But anyway, that's all right.
Did Adrian join us? Is Harry still with us?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Did Adrian or Angie join us? All righty.
Okay. It is the last technical day, according to our programming. This was the last class for Know Your Bible. And so one of the assignments, and it was due 2 weeks ago, really. And but I gave the grace and mercy of God. Because if you want grace and you want mercy, you got to sow it. Is that right? Because if you sow it, the crop will grow. Is that right?
Amen.
That's what the word said. So I gave y'all some grace and mercy. So I think the last time, 2 weeks ago, I think Deacon AJ gave her 12, and he did a fine job. Let's give her a hand. She did the books of history in the Old Testament. You did a fine job. Speaking AJ.
Thank you very much.
All righty now. Now, look here. I want y'all, we're not comparing ourselves with anybody. We're just doing assignments, okay?
That's
so,
right, amen.
Now, I'll go for volunteers first. But if I don't get a volunteer, I'm going to choose somebody to go next.
Amen.
Do I have a volunteer in the camp?
Sister QB volunteers.
All right, Elder QB, you go ahead. Which one did you select, by the way?
I am going to recite the 12 books of history.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and that girl called Esther.
Yeah! Woo! Bing, 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 bing. Boy, all this going on, I tell you. Sister AJ, we didn't give you the bing, bing. Let's give you the bing, bing now. Bing, 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 bing. Okay. Elder QB. Bing, 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 bing. Very good. Very good. All right, and next on our program is Adrian Scott. Okay, he's not there. All right. Cynthia, Prophet Cynthia Thompson. Okay, she's not there. Angie Harris. She's not there either. Okay. Harry Warsaw.
Yes.
And which one did you want to try to deal with? The 12 books of history in the Old Testament or the 12 books of the minor prophets in the Old Testament? Which one are you going to try for?
I'll have to pass on that.
Okay.
I'm still struggling with it.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we'll give you a little bit more mercy. But the highest grade you can get, we'll do it next week. But it's not because actual classes are over, so we can do regular Bible study next week. So, but we'll have you do that as a plus for next week. And anybody who hasn't done that, we'll give that to them to do. Learn it. Don't wait. We give people 2 weeks in between the classes. And what's that, 14 days?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking to everybody. I'm not just talking to you, Harry. I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to folks that are not even here.
Yeah.
And y'all pass along to them. Give you 14 days. You can do one a day. Learn one a day. And then you got 2 extra days just to get to go over it. Make sure you got it. Because this is going to help you. Because one day, somebody asked me, so you say you love the Lord. You say you are a Bible student. All right, give me the 66 books of the Bible. And so, you want me all 66? Yeah, you thank you so much. Yeah, give me all 66. All right. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Sam, 2 Sam, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, glory to God, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Jesus, hallelujah, closer, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel. How you can do more? Yes, we can. Glory to God. Hosea, hallelujah, Joel, hallelujah, glory to Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, okay. Can you do more? Yes, I can. Thank you so much. Hallelujah, glory to God. Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Oh, that's pretty good. Well, you know, but you can't do the New Testament. Oh, let me see if I can do that or not. Let me see. My Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. Oh, my goodness. 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy. Interesting. Oh, yes. Oh, you stopped there? No. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews. All right. But can you give us those last, the mother one, those general epistles? I'll try. James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. Jude, oh, my goodness. And what's the last one? Revelation. Woo-hoo! Yeah! Woo-hoo! Bing, 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 bing. But see, you did it because folk will come off the wall at you, trying to tear you down, trying to make you back up. That's why I tell folk to learn the addresses. Yeah, you said that. Where it's found. What you going to say? You're going to give the address.
Come on, where it's found. That's right.
That's what you do. See, you look, fellas, Harry, in the day, when you was in your 20s and you liked the girl and you liked to see her every now and then, you knew where she lived. Is that right?
Yes.
You knew her address? Did you?
Yes.
Ladies.
That's
was
right.
A guy in your class that you like. And you decided, yeah, I'm going to let him be my boyfriend. And you learned out where he lived. You learned his address. If you really like this person, you learn a little bit about him. You learn the address. You learn, father and mother and how many siblings they had and stuff like that. Well, if you really love the Lord, learn all about him. Seek his face. How many dimples he has. Glory to God. You understand what I'm saying? That, and say, well,
yes.
Don't take all of that. I'm not saying it take all that to be saved. I'm not even saying it take all that to be sanctified. But the Bible said to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you know the Bible and you know the addresses, you ain't going to ever be ashamed. Because when somebody come up to you and say, well, you know what the Bible says, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Well, they might speak in tongues a little bit. Now, you take one step, God will take two. You ask, excuse me. A book, chapter, and verse. It ain't in the Bible. Benjamin Franklin said that a long time ago. He had a lot of witty sayings that people attribute to being in the Word of God.
A lot of cliches.
We got to be careful when we go out and we say something in the Bible and we can't back it up. How you know it's in the Bible? Where's it found? I don't know. Well, how you know it's in the Bible?
All right.
What you going to do? Stand in front of somebody with egg on your face? Or are you going to win a soul? The Bible says he that wins a soul is wise.
Amen.
Go there. You know, you need to go to Proverbs 9:9, because I'm talking to you about some wisdom. Y'all check that out after class, Proverbs 9:9, because it's going to help you along the way. Knowing the word of God, oh, Lord, have mercy, it's going to help you. Hallelujah, glory to God. I have something I wanted to play for y'all. I got carried away. Can I play something for y'all?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I got it hooked up right. This is a little history of the English Bible. Hallelujah. Come on now. The devil is a liar. Everyone, they don't want to. All right now. Come on now. Hallelujah. Everybody, what's your kid? All right. We got you now. I need to stop it for a second because I forgot to mention about your term project. Y'all know what the term project is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's a problem with term.
Y'all know what the term project is for the class Know Your Bible? Y'all remember what it was?
Amen.
I suggest y'all don't wait till the last moment to do it.
Amen.
A picture is worth a thousand words. Does that sound familiar to y'all?
Yes.
Indeed.
Okay. It's in your syllabus. Y'all
yes,
need to work on that. I gave y'all some ideas 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
What to do, how to do it, the simple, the hard, the easy. And y'all got to listen, Brother Bird. I know sometimes he sounds like he's a stand-up comedian, but really that's a method to my madness.
Yes.
A long time ago, I lost my mind. I now have the mind of Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So there you go.
Amen.
Any questions about your term project before I pick this up again?
No.
Anybody?
I know it could be out of the box, exciting, and fun.
Yes. You see, it's up to you how you want to do it and what you want to do. You have your guidelines and then just flow with it. All right.
You still have to do a cover page.
You do have to do a cover page. It is something that needs to extra. You need a cover page and you need an explanation of what it means. I'm not saying that some of the things, maybe somebody could do a painting or a drawing, and I might not know what it is, or my wife might not know what it is. You might want to do a quick couple of sentences to explain what it is. And you turn that in along with your project.
Yes.
And unless you put it in a real big box, you shouldn't mail it. I think you ought to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's so funny. All right. God bless you. Listen to this now. Any more questions? All minds are clear about the term project for Know Your Bible.
Well. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, it's clear. All right, here we go.
In this talk, we will cover a very brief history of the English Bible. We'll only summarize the main points so as to keep things within a reasonable time. But I would encourage you to seek out more details for yourself, as it is a fascinating story and one that's well worth the time in investing a study. It's a story of great dedication, but also a story of treachery. It's a story of loyalty and of great courage, determination and tenacity in the face of great opposition. And above all, it's a great story of divine providence, the preservation of the Word of God, regardless of all attempts by many to frustrate God's purposes. In this 21st century, the Bible remains the world's most printed book of all time. And more than 80% of all Bibles that have been printed in the English language. It is credited with the growth and success of the English language on a global scale. No other book has had such a profound influence on so many people around the world. Yet for all its wide publication, the majority of people remain ignorant of its message and importance for mankind today. Although portions of scripture have been translated into Anglo-Saxon or Old English during the 9th till 11th centuries, the story of the English Bible properly starts in the late 14th century. The first handwritten English language manuscripts of the Bible were produced in the 1380s by a man called John Wycliffe. Although ordained a Catholic priest, Wycliffe spent many of his years arguing against the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church, which he believed to be teaching doctrines contrary to the Bible. He championed the cause of desiring to place the Bible in the hands of the common people in their own language rather than in Latin, the language of the Roman Church. Though he died a non-violent death, the Pope was so infuriated by Wycliffe's challenge that 44 years after he had died, his remains were exhumed, crushed and scattered on the River Swift. Roman Catholic officialdom presumed that this would extinguish Wycliffe's influence forever. How wrong they were. Wycliffe's teaching spread throughout England, Wales, and southern Scotland through his Lollards, or so-called poor preachers, who travelled barefoot across the country to bring the gospel message to the ordinary people. The Lollards suffered great persecution, both at the hands of the papal authorities and the English monarchy. Possession of Wycliffe's Bible was forbidden on pain of excommunication or even being burned to death as a heretic. Yet the common people's hunger for the Word of God was unabated, and Wycliffe's Bible continued to circulate despite all efforts to suppress and destroy it. A testimony to its popularity remains in the fact that more than 150 complete copies have been preserved to this day, with hundreds more fragments and portions. The handwritten copies represented a massive undertaking, with each copy taking 10 months to complete by a skilled scribe and costing £40, a huge sum of money in those days. Wycliffe's teaching spread to the European mainland through men like Jan Hus, who was tried by the Catholic Church at the Council of Constance in 1415. His teachings, which included calling for the Bible to be translated into the native language of the people, were roundly condemned, and he was duly burnt at the stake for heresy. His final words before being committed to the fire included a prophecy that God would raise up a man in 100 years who would not be silenced, a prophecy that was later to be fulfilled by a German monk called Martin Luther. More about this later. However, as we shall see, a flame was spreading in Catholic Europe that history verifies would refuse to be extinguished. There followed two monumental events in the mid-15th century that would change the course of history, opening the door to the spread of learning across Western Europe and through to England. Firstly, in 1453, Constantinople fell to the advancing Turks and Islam. This sealed the demise of the former eastern part of the Holy Roman Empire known as Byzantium. As a consequence, many Greek scholars fled westward with thousands of precious New Testament manuscripts, representing the most accurate and best preserved examples of New Testament scriptures in the original Greek. The result was a wave of new learning during a period that has become known as the Renaissance, a word that literally means rebirth. The Byzantine Greek manuscripts originated from Antioch in Syria and represented the purest form of the original Greek texts of the New Testament. The second event has been rightly described as the most significant information event in the history of mankind, namely the invention of the metal, movable type printing press. Johannes Gutenberg is credited with inventing the process in Mainz, Germany in 1455, a process that would enable the rapid, automated mass production of books at low cost. The very first book to come off the press was a copy of the Latin Vulgate Bible that has become known as the Gutenberg Bible. Up until this time, Latin was the ecclesiastical language, regulated by the Catholic Church, and the only available Bible was the Latin Vulgate, a version found to be littered with doctrinal errors and inaccuracies. However, this was about to change as the Greek New Testament manuscripts became available to scholars. Greek learning spread from centers like Milan, Venice, Florence, Basel, Paris, and eventually to Oxford and Cambridge in England. Thomas Lineker and John Kohler were amongst the first English scholars to teach directly from the Greek, the latter attracting the attentions of a Dutch scholar and humanist called Erasmus of Rotterdam. Following study at Cambridge, Erasmus embarked on compiling the New Testament directly from the Greek manuscripts, bypassing the Latin Vulgate. With the help of the great printer, scholar, and reformer John Froben, Erasmus published the first non-Latin Vulgate text of the Bible in the millennium in 1516. Latin was the language for centuries of scholarship, and it was understood by virtually every European who could read or write. However, Erasmus's Latin was not the Vulgate translation of Jerome, but his own fresh rendering of the Greek text, collated from six or seven partial New Testament manuscripts into a complete Greek New Testament. Erasmus' translation revealed enormous corruptions in the Vulgate's integrity amongst the rank-and-file scholars, many of whom are already convinced that the Roman Church was doomed by virtue of its evil hierarchy. Pope Leo X's declaration that, quote, the fable of Christ was very profitable to him, unquote, infuriated those that desired the truth of God's word. Erasmus' work of 1516 provided the essential catalyst for the Reformation. As a direct result of the Greek text, a German monk called Martin Luther declared his intolerance with the Roman Church's corruption on the 31st of October, 1517. He nailed his now famous 95 Theses, or Points of Contention Against the Teachings of the Catholic Church, to the door of the Castle Church at Wittenberg. Luther was summoned to a Catholic council known as the Diet of Worms to explain his doctrine in 1521. The council declared Luther a heretic and sought to execute him for heresy. However, his supporter, Frederick the Wise, the Elector of Saxony, arranged for his safe conduct and secret confinement at Wartburg Castle. It was during his confinement at Wartburg that Luther completed the translation of the New Testament into German from Erasmus' Greek New Testament in 1522. The European Reformation was well and truly underway. With the onset of the Reformation in the early 16th century, the first printings of the Bible in the English language were produced illegally at a great personal risk to those involved. In England, hard on the heels of Martin Luther, a man called William Tyndale was to lead the way in translating the Bible into English. However, the work could not be undertaken on English soil, as any work of translation into English was expressly forbidden and punishable by death. Consequently, Tyndale traveled to Germany, where he completed the first English translation of the New Testament in 1525 using Erasmus' 1615 Greek New Testament. Tyndale was a master linguist, fluent in no less than 8 languages, and is considered by many to be the primary architect of today's English language. Already hunted because of the rumor spread abroad that such a project was underway, inquisitors and bounty hunters were on Tyndale's trail to abort the effort. Nevertheless, God foiled their plans, and many copies of Tyndale's printed English New Testament found their way across the North Sea into England and Scotland. They were burned as soon as the Bishop of London, Cuthbert Tunstall, could confiscate them. The copies managed to trickle through and actually ended up in the bedroom of King Henry VIII. The more the king and bishop resisted its distribution, the more fascinated the public at large became. The church declared it contained thousands of errors, and they torched hundreds of New Testaments confiscated by the clergy, while in fact they burned them because it presented an irrefutable challenge to the teachings and authority of the Catholic Church. One risked death by burning if caught in mere possession of Tyndale's forbidden books. Having God's word available to the public in English, the language of the common man, would have meant disaster to the Roman Catholic Church. No longer would they control access to the scriptures. If people were able to read the Bible in their own tongue, the church's income and power would crumble. They could not possibly continue to get with selling indulgences, that is, the forgiveness of sins, or selling the release of loved ones from a manufactured purgatory. People would begin to challenge the church's authority if the church were exposed as frauds and thieves. The contradictions between what God's word said and what the priest taught would open the public's eyes, and the truth would set them free from the grip of fear and superstition that the institutional church held. Salvation through faith, not works or donations, would be understood. The need for priests would vanish through the priesthood of all true believers. the veneration of church canonized saints and Mary would be dissolved. The availability of the scriptures in English was the biggest threat imaginable to the wicked apostate church. Neither side would give up without a fight. The hatred of the Catholic authorities for Tyndale's Bible is apparent in that only two complete copies of the first printed edition exist today, with thousands having been destroyed. Yet Tyndale's fight was an inspiration to freedom-loving Englishmen who drew courage from the 11 years that he was hunted. Books and Bibles continued to flow into England. However, Tyndale was eventually betrayed by an Englishman that he had befriended. He was apprehended in Antwerp in Belgium and incarcerated for 500 days at Vilvoorde Castle before he was tried for heresy, strangled, and burnt at the stake in 1536. His last words were, "Lord, open the eyes of the King of England." Miles Coverdale and John Rogers were loyal disciples the last 6 years of Tyndale's life, and they carried the project forward and even accelerated it. Coverdale finished translating the Old Testament, and in 1535 he printed the first complete Bible in the English language, making use of Luther's German text and the Latin as sources. Thus, the first complete English Bible was printed on October the 4th, 1535, and is known as the Coverdale Bible. John Rogers went on to print the second complete English Bible in 1537. He printed it under the pseudonym Thomas Matthew, as a considerable part of this Bible was the translation of Tyndale, whose writings had been condemned by the English authorities. It is a composite made up of Tyndale's Pentateuch and New Testament, 1534-35 edition, Coverdale's Bible, and a small amount of Rogers' own translation of the text. It remains known as the Matthew's Bible. In 1539, Thomas Cranmer, the Archbishop of Canterbury, commissioned Miles Coverdale at the bequest of King Henry VIII to publish what became known as the Great Bible. It became the first English Bible authorized for public use, as it was distributed to every church, chained to the pulpit, and a reader was even provided so that the illiterate could hear the Word of God in plain English. It would seem that William Tyndale's last words had been granted just 3 years after his martyrdom. Cranmer's Bible, published by Coverdale, known as the Great Bible, was produced in 7 editions printed between April 1539 and December 1541. The ebb and flow of freedom continued through the mid-16th century. After the death of Henry VIII, his son Edward VI came to the throne. He was brought up with reformist views and conditions were very favorable to the translation of the Bible into English during his reign. However, Edward suffered ill health and he died at an early age. He was succeeded by Mary I, also known as Bloody Mary. Mary was a devout Catholic and sworn enemy of the Bible in English. She proceeded to return England to the Roman Catholic Church, outlawing Protestantism and the Bible on pain of death. During her reign, more than 300 were burned at the stake for their belief in the Bible. In 1555, John Rogers, the real name behind the Thomas Matthew Bible, and Thomas Cranmer were both burned at the stake for heresy. Mary's reign became known as the Marian Exile, on account of the many refugees who fled to the continent of Europe to escape persecution and death, and to carry on the work of Bible translation and reform. In the 1550s, the Church of Geneva, Switzerland, was very sympathetic to the reformer refugees and was one of only a few safe havens for a desperate people. Many of them met in Geneva, led by Miles Coverdale and John Fox, who was the publisher of the famous Fox's Book of Martyrs, which is, to this day, the only exhaustive reference work on the persecution and martyrdom of early Christians and Protestants from the first century up to the mid-16th century. under the protection and guidance of men like John Calvin and John Knox, the Church of Geneva determined to produce a Bible that would educate their families while they continued in exile. The New Testament was completed in 1557 and the complete Bible published in 1560. It became known as the Geneva Bible. Due to a passage in Genesis describing the clothing that God fashioned for Adam and Eve upon expulsion from the Garden of Eden as breeches, some people referred to the Geneva Bible as the Breeches Bible. The Geneva Bible was the first Bible to add verses to the chapters so that referencing specific passages would be easier. Every chapter was also accompanied by extensive marginal notes and references, so thorough and complete that the Geneva Bible is also considered the first English study Bible. William Shakespeare quotes thousands of times in his plays from the Geneva translation of the Bible. The Geneva Bible became the Bible of choice for over 100 years of English-speaking Christians. Between 1560 and 1644, at least 144 editions of this Bible were published. Examination of the 1611 King James Bible shows clearly that its translators were greatly influenced by the Geneva Bible. The Geneva Bible itself retains over 90% of William Tyndale's original English translation. In fact, the Geneva Bible remained more popular than the King James Version until decades after its original release. The Geneva Bible holds the honor of being the first Bible taken to America and the Bible of the Puritans and Pilgrims. Catholic Queen Mary's reign lasted only 5 years, upon which she died childless. Elizabeth I next came to the throne of England and the reformers could safely return home. The Anglican Church, created by Henry VIII, now under Queen Elizabeth I, reluctantly tolerated the printing and distribution of Geneva Bibles in England. However, the marginal notes which were scathing against the institutional church of the day did not rest well with the authorities. Another version, one with a less inflammatory tone, was desired. In 1568, the Bishop's Bible was introduced. Despite 19 editions being printed up until 1606, this version never gained much of a foothold among the people. The popularity of the Geneva Bible remained unchallenged. By the 1580s, the Roman Catholic Church saw that it had lost the battle to suppress the Bible in the English language. In 1582, the Church of Rome surrendered the Bible in Latin only and decided that if the Bible was to be available in English, they would at least have an official Roman Catholic version. And so, using the Latin Vulgate as a source text, they went on to publish an English Bible with all the distortions and corruptions that Erasmus had revealed and warned of 75 years earlier. Because it was translated at the Roman Catholic College in the city of Reims, it is known as the Reims New Testament. The Old Testament was translated by the Church of Rome in 1609 at the college in the city of Douai. The combined product is commonly referred to as the Douai-Reims version. In 1589, Dr. Fulke of Cambridge published the Fulke's Refutation, in which he printed in parallel columns the Bishop's version alongside the Reims version, showing the errors and distortion of the Roman Church's English version of the Bible. With the death of Queen Elizabeth I in 1603, James VI of Scotland became James I of England, uniting the crowns of England and Scotland. King James, as well as the clergy, knew that the Geneva version had the hearts of the people because of its excellent scholarship, accuracy, and exhaustive commentary. However, they did not want the controversial marginal note. Essentially, James desired a Bible for the people, with scriptural references only for word clarification where multiple meanings were possible. King James convened a conference at Hampton Court in January 1604 and as a result appointed 54 translators representing the best Hebrew and Greek scholars of the day. They worked in six groups, the work of each group being reviewed by the other groups. What distinguished the King James Version from earlier printed Bibles was that it was produced by a committee of scholars rather than by one person. The translators drew heavily on all that was good in previous translations. Their aim was not to make an entirely new translation, but in their own words, quote, to make a good one better, or out of many good ones, one principal good one, unquote. They took into consideration the Tyndale New Testament, the Coverdale Bible, the Matthew's Bible, the Great Bible, and the Geneva Bible. The King James Bible was to be the translation to end all translations. From 1605 to 1606, the scholars engaged in private research. From 1607 to 1609, the work was assembled. In 1610, the work went to press, and in 1611, the first of the huge 16-inch-tall pulpit folios known as the King James Bible came off the printing press. It took many years for it to overtake the Geneva Bible in popularity with the people, but eventually the King James Version became the standard Bible of the English language. It became the most printed book in the history of the world. In fact, for around 250 years, until the appearance of the Revised Version of 1881, the King James Version reigned without rival. After 400 years, it remains the most successful and trusted version of the Bible in the English language of all time, underpinning many great revivals over the centuries. Although the first Bible printed in America was in the native Algonquin Indian language by John Eliot in 1663, the first English language Bible to be printed in America by Robert Aitken in 1782 was a King James Version. In 1791, Isaac Collins vastly improved upon the quality and size of the typesetting of American Bibles and produced the first family Bible printed in America, also a King James Version. Also in 1791, Isaiah Thomas published the first illustrated Bible printed in America, again the King James Version. It is without doubt that the King James Version of the Bible is the most successful and enduring translation of the Bible in the English language. It remains tried and trusted over more than four centuries. It has a timeless style and reverence that befits the subject matter, that of the inspired word of Almighty God, making it stand out as special. The story of how it came into being is an example of God's provision and proof that despite all opposition, the word of God cannot remain suppressed. Many good people have given their lives that we might benefit from having free access to this book today. May we ever value and appreciate this and reverence this book by reading it regularly and above all by applying the lessons therein to the glory of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Awesome. Hallelujah. That was a tremendous story of the Bible. And hopefully all of you got something out of that. And there may be a couple of things on the in the final about the history of the English Bible. So hopefully y'all were listening carefully and retrieved information that you can use. Amen. Any comments before we close today? Thank you so much. I think we're about 4 minutes over time. But thank you so much. Any questions, any comments?
Pastor Bird, after tonight, regular Bible study starts on Tuesdays?
Yes. Regular Bible study. In other words, there will be no phone call or anything like that. We'll just have regular Bible study. And if there is a subject that you want us to cover, any person wants us to cover, they can contact us before next Tuesday, and we'll cover that in our next Bible study. But continue to work on your term projects, your term papers, and your finals. And if you haven't turned in all of your paperwork, do that. And that last assignment, which was a home assignment, but it was an oral home assignment, in other words, to memorize 12 books, either of the books of history in the Old Testament or books of the minor prophets of the Old Testament, the 12 of them. We'll ask you to do that, but that's the only thing that we'll be doing as far as the Institute of Biblical Learning, unless there's a question. We'll leave the door open for a question or a comment. Okay? Everybody understand? If there's any question or comment about any of the assignments for the Institute from 2 to 4, Monday through Friday, you can feel free to give me a call at the 410 number. Okay. Any comments on the video that we just shared?
This is Sister Kibi. I thought it was very informative to know the history of how the Bible has persevered because God's anointing was on it, because so many people tried to kill it from the folks who were heading
of God. They didn't want it to come out.
Yeah, but it got out anyway.
Amen. And people
praise the Lord.
Died. And see, Mary, Bloody Mary only reigned for 5 years. That's what got me. And she killed over 300 people. And that crime was trying to get the Bible in English or teaching their children the Lord's Prayer in English. That's why I said that the King James Version Bible, every page is dipped in blood.
Yes, sir.
The words are written in blood, dipped in blood. Because as far as I know, nobody died to put out the NIV or the New Standard or the Bible, but hundreds and probably thousands of people lost their lives because of trying to put the book in English. Because as long as it was in Latin, they had to read it to you. And or they told you what it said, and of course, they didn't tell you the truth. A lot of and y'all remember Pope Leo X said that the fable means something that's really not true. How Christ was profitable to them. That's a quote. Because they sold indulgences. In other words, you want your sin forgiven, you got to pay this money. If one of your friends died or your family died, they went to a place that they invented called purgatory, and you get them out of purgatory and get them into heaven, you got to pay some money. They're dead, and you paid money for that. Hallelujah. People just don't know. But what went on? And talking about the Inquisition, they went around, bounty hunters went out looking for people who were trying to put the Bible in English to kill them. Anybody else have a comment? Brother Harry? Pastor Peaches?
I'm still here.
Do you have a comment about that?
What the Word of God has gone through, or we don't know what, I guess, or even what Jesus totally, we don't know totally what all Jesus has gone through to bring us or for us to have what we have today.
Amen. There's a scripture, and I don't know where it is. It says, if everything that Jesus did, and I guess went through, were written, I mean, it wouldn't be enough books to hold it all. So I do understand what you're saying there, but so many people have died.
Yes.
So many sacrifices.
The Bible and the language of the people.
Yes.
All right. Praise God.
Okay.
All minds clear?
Hallelujah.
Any questions?
Good class, Pastor.
Oh, praise God. Deacon AJ, any comments?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, bless God. We thank God for all of that. And thank God for the 9 weeks. I can't believe it. It seems like we just started. And for some people, they are just starting doing that work. Lord, help us today. But 9 weeks have gone by. Can you imagine that?
Changed my life.
Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is.
I just want to give you all a hint. The next classes, the next semester, it'll be in February, and we're already getting material in for that class. And see, y'all are going to be exceptional. You're already exceptional people in the Lord. But you will have a library second to none. I don't even believe that 90% of people in the churches and young problems and us have the books that you're going to have. Cause you get,
amen.
You got the King James Version, of course, the Strong's Concordance, you got the Message Bible, the Amplified Bible, and next semester you're getting the Scofield Study Bible Classic.
Wow.
My goodness.
Wow.
That's good. And Pastor Peaches, you went online and tried to find out how much it cost. What was it? One of the Bible stores, how much did it cost in the Bible store?
One was $42.
It was one that was 80. What was it? Was it LifePlay?
Yeah.
It was $82?
Yeah, it was.
You're getting that as for signing up for the class. And they said, well, what's the class going to cost? The cost of the next class is only going to be $49. It's going up $9 but you're getting your money's worth. Do y'all feel y'all got your money's worth with this class?
Oh, definitely, most definitely.
Hallelujah. And we're gonna give you a sheet that you fill out. It doesn't have a place for your name, but it will fill out a sheet which will give five questions about the class, instructor, and then leave space for you to put comments. But it's not going to have a space where you say your name. So you can do this anonymously. But we're going to make sure we give that to all of the students so they can, because we want to make it better. We want to grow as well as grow. We want to do better. We want to grow spiritually ourselves. And if we can do it better, we can do it better. And I believe we can do it better. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we thank God for your job. And I
encourage.
Excuse me. Somebody said something.
Yes, Pastor. I said we have the desire. That was the word Sunday. We have the desire.
Yes. And put up the effort, because it's gonna bless you. It's gonna bless you. Glory to God. I thank God. So again, we praise God for you, and thank God. We bless your household, your family, everybody. Hallelujah. And we are growing. As you grow, we grow. As you glow, we glow. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you. And again, check out your syllabus. Have all your stuff you need when you start looking at that final. And if you need any ideas for a project or for your term papers, or you need some work, whatever, give us a call for the 410 number. God bless you. We love you. All minds clear? Any questions?
Yes,
No.
No, sir.
All right. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for blessing this class, for blessing every student, present or not present, for blessing every family represented in the school. We thank you, oh God, for what you've done today. We thank you, Lord, for special time to praise and magnify your name today. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for us adding a little bit extra praise, extra blessing your name today. The anointing that's in your name and in your word breaks the yoke, defamates the yoke. And we know that somebody's life has been changed by the prayer and the words and the praise. And all that we've done in this class these 9 weeks, continue to move by your spirit on each one by one, name by name, and then collectively. And we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We want to let y'all know that we love you. Glory to God. You love me, God loves it. Nothing you can do about it, I'm going to tell you that. Hallelujah. Encourage someone else. See if you can grab somebody else. And glory to God. And get them in the class for February. Hallelujah. Because we're going to have, and it's only going to be 9 weeks again. But grace and mercy might take it longer, but it's 9 technical weeks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we thank God. But God bless you all. Pastor Peach, do you have any words to say? This is the closing class.
No, sir. God bless everybody.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And regular Bible study starts next Tuesday. Anybody, invite anybody to come to Bible study. Interactive Bible study. The 605 number. And Pastor Peach, we'll get a link for this class so that we can send it to the class members that are here and those that are not, that weren't here. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Go with God.
Amen.
You got the victory. Don't just talk the talk, but walk the walk. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
All right.
Have a good night, everybody.
Have a good night.
I love you.